Instant messages, making new friends. When my parents told me that my family was going to move, I was very excited to make new friends. When we arrived in our new city, we went to church. I could feel the Spirit very strongly there, and I knew things would go well. Soon after, I began at my new school. I was one of the only Mormons in the school. When I walked in, I felt very out of place. I could tell that I was different from the other students. Over the first week or so, I tried to make friends, but I felt so awkward. I tried sitting by different people each class and eating lunch at different tables every day. It didn't seem like I was making any progress. I decided to strive to be a better example to my peers. I focused on personal progress and diligent scripture study. As I worked hard, I realized more fully that I am a daughter of God and that He loves me. As time went by and I continued to do these things, I noticed something. I had begun to make friends at school. It was almost like people were drawn to me. They commented on how I stood out. I realized that it was because I was letting my light shine. I had different mannerisms than my classmates. I dressed modestly, I used good language, and I was kind to others. We are all children of God. I'm so grateful that I let my light shine, even though I felt out of place. I know that we are never alone if we are on the Lord's side. Rebecca C., Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Could I share the Book of Mormon? During Mutual, we were given an assignment to become missionaries by getting a companion, sharing our testimonies with a non-member, and giving our non-member friend a copy of the Book of Mormon. After Mutual, I asked my mother for some advice. She promised me that if I prayed in faith and asked Heavenly Father, He would surely answer. It took me 2 weeks to find someone who would accept the Book of Mormon. At first, I was rejected again and again. I was so tired of getting hurt that I was about to give up. One night, I had a dream about a woman who was a close friend to my family. As I dreamed, I realized that she was the one for me and my companion to visit. When I woke up, I thanked the Lord for helping me. At the next Mutual, my companion and I wrote our testimonies on the front page of the book and made a fruit basket for the woman. We went to her house, knocked on her door, and waited. Even though I was scared that she might reject it, I told myself to have a little faith. She finally came outside with a happy face and accepted the Book of Mormon. Through this experience, I learned that when you have a little faith and you know that Heavenly Father is there, you can easily feel that the impossible is possible. Rapunzel L., American Samoa.
My vacation from piano lessons. 1 week, I decided to declare a holiday from practicing the piano. My piano teacher did not authorize this holiday, and neither did my mom. For a full week, I didn't practice. I thought it was great because I had a good time relaxing and doing other things. The fun stopped on Thursday night, when my mom reminded me that I had a piano lesson the next morning. I thought I had a solution. I woke up an hour earlier and started to practice, but I realized that my efforts were too little, too late. I had enjoyed the freedom to choose, but I hadn't considered the consequences. The next morning when I met with my teacher, the consequences started to unfold. I had to admit that I hadn't practiced, and my teacher told me I should make up all the practice time I missed in addition to my regular practice time. I'm grateful for the lessons I learned about agency, responsibility, and accountability. Every choice has a consequence, and I learned that I will make better decisions if I take time to consider the consequences first. Blake H., Utah, USA.
End of the section, Instant Messages for December 2017. Read by Eden Reinwand, Chloe Hopper, and Ethan Nelson.